Prophet Abraham Joel Maket of the Kush International Church will not be spending the Christmas Holy Week with his followers. On Tuesday, a special court sentenced the controversial cleric to 2 years and 8 months in prison and a fine amounting to $800 for insulting the president. Ladjurkwet Jal, the head of the prosecution team, says the three-judge panel found Prophet Joel guilty of breaching two sections of the South Sudan 2008 penal code.
The court framed charges only two sections, section 76 and section 202. So the section 76 is only 1 year imprisonment, and section 202 is only 3 years. So the court convict the accused and sentence him to pay fine $500,000. If he did not pay, he will spend 3 months in the jail.
Joel was arrested in July 2021, a few days after he pronounced a prophecy from God in which he predicted President Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar would not be in power after the Independence Day anniversary of 2021. That time has now passed, and the two men are still in power. Relatives of the cleric and defense lawyer say the judgment makes no sense. Philip Deng is a cousin to Abraham Joel.
The way we look at it and the way we welcome it as a family, it is quite shallow. You cannot charge him of insulting the president while he was talking to his God, and his God gave him the message to deliver to the president, and you call it an insult. He did not call the president stupid. He did not call him a useless man. He did not call him anything. He said, exit. That's the message. And he said he got it from God.
Defense lawyer Johnson Mayik says Joel's team will file an appeal.
We are going to appeal this case to the higher court of appeal. Then we'll tell them that this U.S. judgment was not fair for a man of God like Abraham.
Both Kiir and his arch-rival Machar have remained in power since 2006. Their dispute in 2013 resulted in a civil war that led to the death of hundreds of thousands of civilians and the displacement of millions others. A 2018 peace deal brought the warring parties together. Both sides have agreed to postpone elections to 2024. Sitting in the front seat of a prison transport vehicle after yesterday's court session, Joel insisted the country needs fresh minds to move forward.
I'm here now working for a change. New life will come for the country. And the young president is a major, major need for this time. Mm-hmm. We need a young president. Our president is doing his work, is tired. Mm-hmm. He needs to rest and see for
a young president.
Since his arrest last year, Joel has remained behind bars in the Juba Central Prison. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.